Tip number 114. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's 1 Minute Tip is sponsored by GoToMeeting. Today's tip, printing in Apple's iTunes. So from time to time, it's a good idea to back up your iTunes music library. Or maybe you would like to burn a CD so you can play it in your car. Or maybe play it in one of those old-fashioned CD players. So when you rip that CD, don't forget to make a label. So maybe you've never even thought of printing in iTunes. Let's go to the File pull-down menu and select Print. Now we'll start out with three printing choices: CD jewel case insert, song listings, and album listings. Once you've selected a printing style, now you can select a theme. So for instance, a CD jewel case insert can have a mosaic theme. Here, all of the album art will be thumbnailed out on the cover of the CD artwork. Some of the other CD jewel case insert artwork include text only, white mosaic, single cover, and these versions in black and white as well. When you select song listings, you can print themes like songs, user ratings, or even a custom layout. And in album listing, you have songs by album or lists of albums. And the display area on the right-hand side of this dialog box can come in very handy for getting a visual on what you're going to print. So go ahead and select your favorite playlist, rip it, and print it. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com. Did you know that GoToMeeting is the easiest way for an organization to conduct online business meetings? You can record an entire presentation, both audio and video, with GoToMeeting. Try GoToMeeting free for yourself for 30 full days. You don't need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/TechRoundtable.